Okay, girls, let's record to the podcast like we are studying before the exam.
Yes, because tomorrow we have the history test about the independence of the colonies and also the part about Spain.
Yeah, so you know, I only studied the first part.
And I don't understand anything about the Spain part. I know Spain helped with some hope, but I don't really get it.
Don't worry, let's start quickly from the beginning. In 1765, there was the Stamp Act, the first direct tax Britain put on the colonies.
Yes, colonies had to pay taxes on documents and newspaper, and they were very angry because they had no representation in British Parliament.
Then, tensions kept growing. In 1770, the Boston Massacre happened when British soldiers killed several colonies during a protest.
And in 1773, the Boston Tea Party, when colonies threw British tea into the sea to protest against taxes.
Britain reacted with the Intolerable Act in 1774, punishing Massachusetts and closing the port of Boston.
And then the war started in 1775 with the battles of Lexington and Concord.
Right, then an important moment. July 4, 1776, the Declaration of Independence, when the 30 colonies officially declared independence from Great Britain.
Okay, I understand that part, but where do Spain come in?
This is important. In 1779, Spain officially declared war on Great Britain.
Oh, wow. So Spain actually joined the war.
Yes, and Spain helped the American colonies with money, weapons, and supplies.
A very important Spanish leader was Bernardo de Galvez, who fought against the British in places like Louisiana and Florida.
Spain also helped diplomatically and economically. For example, Diego de Gardoqui sent supplies and support to the colonies.
And Juan de Miralles acted as a representative of Spain and helped coordinate aid for the Americans.
Okay, now I get it. Spain helped defeat Britain and be sending resources and support.
Exactly. All that help made the British weaker.
Finally, in 1781, the Battle of Yorktown happened, which was the decisive victory for the colonists.
After that, Britain basically lost the war.
So the key idea is the colonists started protesting against taxes. The war began, they declared independence, and countries like Spain helped them different Great Britain.
Perfect summary. If you say that in the exam, you will definitely pass.
Let's hope this podcast saves our grade tomorrow.